Black tar heroin is a crude and relatively cheap form of one of the world's most addictive drugs, and its use is on the rise in Charlotte. CMPD has said that Charlotte is a top five hotspot in the nation for black tar heroin, and Carolina's healthcare system recently conducted a study of the heroin users in its care, and it might surprise you who they are. I spoke with Robert Martin, the director of substance abuse services for Carolina's healthcare system.
We see a lot of children of professionals and young professionals using the drug.
What are the areas of Charlotte where you're seeing the most predominant use?
We're seeing it from Matthews, Mint Hill, Southern Charlotte, and Northern Charlotte in the more affluent areas.
How do they get into it for the most part?
It's coming out that prescription drugs are now a gateway drug. A lot of our patients, their first prescription medication, usually an opiate, Oxycontin, hydrocodone, hydromorphone, drugs that are primarily used to treat pain. These people, a lot of times adolescents, are getting it from their own family medicine cabinet. When your supply of prescription opiates runs out, if you stop taking opiates altogether, you're going to go into withdrawal. The only way you can stop that is ride out the storm, be treated for the withdrawal, or find some other opiate to take. And they know that heroin's out there. Sometimes they try to avoid it because they feel that this is something, some line they shouldn't cross in their life. But withdrawal is really bad. They hurt to their bone, they describe it. So what do? You cross that line and you go to heroin, and it's very available in Charlotte.
And in some cases, it can actually be cheaper. Is that right?
Yes, it can be. Black tar heroin is sold in little balloon knots. About three of them fit the size of a quarter. And they're $9 a piece, I'm told. And some dealers will give you a free one if you buy nine, just to keep you coming to them. There's no loss of supply. It's if you know who to call, it's very easy to get.
What does it say about some of these other prescription drugs, legal drugs, Oxycontin, Vicodin, and other opiates, that they are a gateway?
Sometimes they're overprescribed. A lot of people, when they're prescribed an opiate for pain, when the pain goes away, they stop taking it. They still have three quarters of a bottle of opiates. They paid a $25 copay. They're not throwing them out. People get them from doctors, from emergency rooms, from dentists. They buy them off the street. There's a lot of ways that they're getting them. They're very available.
In terms of the kind of the answer to this, I mean, how do we deal with this? How do we deal with these kinds of addictions or with addictions in general? What's the solution here?
We have to do a better job of screening for addiction when we treat people in all areas of the medical profession. We have to do a better job as a family about talking about addiction to our children, to our loved ones. And we have to do a better job with people that we love, people that we work with, of going, hey, you have a problem and you need to get some help.
And very quickly, just give me the rundown of how somebody who is looking to get treatment, what they should do.
You can call 704-446-0391. Or 704-304-5248 and ask to speak to any of the professionals.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Robert Martin is the Director of Substance Abuse Services for Carolina's healthcare system.